Welcome, teachers. Excited to have you back for another episode of our Sparking Out of Classroom Success series, SOS for short. Juggling a side hustle while teaching might seem daunting, but don't worry. This series is here to conquer hurdles, and the ultimate tool to ignite your path is at your fingertips. Ready to dive into today's episode? Let's roll. Welcome to Teach Hustle Grow, the podcast dedicated to turning frustration into freedom. Get ready to thrive, not just survive, in your teaching career and side hustle journey. I'm Tania Martinez, a fellow teacher, coach, and side hustle entrepreneur, and I'm excited to have you with us on another amazing episode. So imagine this. You're standing in front of your classroom, all prepped to deliver the lesson plan you've been working hours on. But as your eyes scan the room of expectant faces, that nagging doubt creeps in. Am I really up for this? Can I truly nail it? Does that ring a bell? Well, we've all danced with self-doubt. It's a natural part of the human journey, especially when we're pushing past comfort zones or chasing new dreams. Yet, when it comes to chasing our side hustle dreams, self-doubt can be a pesky roadblock, and I'm speaking from experience. So how do we tackle it head on? Let's dive into some game-changing strategies together. First things first, embrace those moments of self-doubt. I know, easier said than done. Recognize that these thoughts are part of the ride and everyone grapples with them at some point. Instead of shooing them away, take a moment to acknowledge them as they come. This can help you unearth those doubts and the root of those doubts and kickstart your confidence journey. Next, rewind to those victorious moments. Yes, we all have those glorious moments in the classroom. Think of those risks you've taken in the classroom, trying out new lessons, activities, or even a group task. Sure, there might have been a few misses, and we've all been there, but there were also lots of wins. Reflect on those instances where you ventured into uncharted waters and emerged a victor. This can fuel your confidence and remind you of your incredible, incredible capabilities. Now, let's chat about how self-doubt sneaks in when we dive into the realm of side hustles. Whether it's launching a tutoring service or trying your hand at blogging, or even selling some educational resources online, the fear and the whispers of self-doubt can stifle our pursuits and even our success. I've walked that same path. I once doubted my ability to kickstart an online side hustle. I love teaching, but didn't want it to be an extension of my side hustle. I craved a change of pace. There were a few things I knew for sure. Writing lit a fire within me, and brainstorming or even idea generating was definitely my sweet spot. Despite being the idea guru in my circle, I felt lost on how to launch or even to take an initial step. It took a friend's nudging to remind me of my strengths and to remind me of my many years of teaching, wins and advanced degrees, and grit and resilience. All evidence of my abilities. That wake-up call was just what I needed, realizing I wasn't alone in battling those doubts. Overcoming self-doubt starts with knowing you're not alone. Every successful entrepreneur, educator, and individual has their moment with doubt and insecurity. It's a shared journey that binds us together. Self-doubt is a common thread in the human fabric. It often springs from our inner critic, that nagging voice in our heads, fixated on our flaws and inadequacies. But here's the kicker. The voice holds no power unless we grant it permission. That's right. We possess the power to steer our thoughts and select which ones to heed instead of letting self-doubt rule your thoughts and actions. Confront those negative thoughts and swap them for something affirming, empowering thoughts. Practice is key. One way to tackle self-doubt is by looking at the facts. When uncertainty sneaks in, we tend to focus on our flaws and missteps. But if we take a step back and consider the evidence of our abilities, accomplishments, and strengths, it can give us a more balanced perspective. Remember, everyone stumbles and faces obstacles. It doesn't lessen our worth or skills. Another helpful approach is to turn negative thoughts into realistic ones. Instead of dwelling on, I'm terrible at public speaking, switch it to, I may not be great at public speaking yet, but I'm improving my skills with each and every attempt. By changing our mindset, we move from self-doubt to a growth outlook, where progress is more important than perfection. It's also important to surround ourselves with supportive, positive people. As you saw with the friend that encouraged me and reminded me of my talents, a strong support system helps challenge our negative thoughts and reinforces our worth and potential. There is such a great benefit from getting support and advice from those in the same trenches, especially if they know the challenges teachers face on a daily basis. Lastly, embrace risks and step beyond your comfort zone. Often, self-doubt sprouts from fear of failure or rejection. However, by pushing ourselves or nudging ourselves to explore uncharted territories or new experiences, we demonstrate our capacity to surpass what we initially thought. That little voice that was nagging at us at the very beginning of this journey. Even if we stumble, remember that failure isn't the finale. It's a chance to learn and evolve. Remember that one effective strategy is to practice self-compassion and kindness towards ourselves. Treat yourself with the same level of understanding and encouragement that you would offer to a friend, your students, or a colleague facing similar challenges. This can help to shift your self-perception from one of criticism to one of support and understanding. Pay attention to the thoughts and inner dialogue that you have during these moments of doubts. How would you respond if a student came to you with those same doubts? Replace those negative thoughts with affirmations and reminders of your strengths and achievements. You are capable and deserving of success. Don't forget the power of community. Surround yourself with supportive colleagues, friends, or mentors who can offer encouragement and perspective when needed. Share your fears and doubts with them, but also celebrate your successes together. Having a strong support system can make all the difference in overcoming self-doubt and reaching your goals. And always remember to be kind and patient with yourself. Progress takes time and effort. You are on a journey of growth and learning, so don't let doubt hold you back from reaching your full potential. Keep pushing forward and trust in yourself and your abilities. And when that self-doubt rears its head, use tools that can help you navigate the landscape. Just like how you would use a lesson plan created for you by a veteran teacher, use tools to help you get started until you have the full confidence to add your spark and flair to it. This is where the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit comes in and can help you get your side hustle started. It's a fantastic resource to ignite your side hustle journey. This toolkit sparks ideas and simplifies the process. The 30-day step plan, achievable in just 15 minutes a day, can kickstart your progress. The 30-day launch plan featured in the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit guides you through the essential steps of exploring, planning, and launching your online side hustle. Tailored for busy teachers juggling multiple responsibilities, this plan breaks down starting an online side hustle into manageable tasks that you can tackle in just 15 minutes a day. Find the link in the show notes. As we close out the second episode of the SOS series, here's a parting thought for you to consider. Don't allow negative self-talk or doubt to hold you back. Enter this world just as you did when you first started teaching, with hope, vision, and enthusiasm. You've totally got this. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to hit the follow button for this podcast so you can catch all our upcoming episodes in the series. Connect with us on Instagram at Teach Hustle Grow. Share your takeaways, insights, and any aha moments from today's episode. And remember, sharing is caring. Spread the love by sharing this episode with your fellow teacher friends. If you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Your support helps us keep bringing you this awesome content for free. Until next time, keep thriving in and out of the classroom. Keep hustling, keep growing, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, stay inspired.